welcome to another episode of the I'm Undeniable podcast. I am your host, Alex Sundar. And what I'm going to be talking about today is I'm going to be talking about an exact step-by-step strategy I would personally use if I had to lose 30 pounds of body fat. I think you guys are going to gain a tremendous amount of value out of this episode. I think it's going to provide a lot of perspective and a lot of direction on exactly what you need to do in order to lose body fat and keep it off long term. So all I ask, though, is as you're listening, tuning into this episode, if you're getting value from it, if you could actually go to Apple, Spotify, give the podcast a follow. It helps boost the algorithm and allows me to impact more lives on a day-to-day basis. So let's begin. So an exact strategy on how to lose 30 pounds of body fat. I'm going to take it from different approaches, but I'm going to make this very, very detailed. And if you follow these steps, you are going to lose weight, right? So step number one, what you need to do is you need to get in a formula to find out what your maintenance calories are. But before we kind of go into that, we need to understand that in order to lose body fat, you need to be in what we call a caloric deficit. It's the law of thermodynamics, calories in versus calories out. There's no other way around it. And I'm going to teach you guys all that today. I'm going to talk about what you should be eating. I'm going to talk about training. I'm going to talk about habits, all of those steps. So for the next 2 weeks, before anything else, if I need to lose 30 pounds of body fat, you know, without any experience whatsoever, what I would do is I would actually grab a journal and I would actually write down everything that I normally eat within those 2 weeks. Now, why is this super important? Well, there's a lot of generic calculators that you can actually find online, but we want to be a little bit more accurate than that, right? In order to get the proper processes in order to help us lose those 30 pounds of body fat and get to where we want to go. So you're going to grab a journal. You're going to be completely honest with yourself. Don't lie. Don't cheat. Don't like say you're eating healthy when you aren't fucking eating healthy. I know how people work. I know how you all work as well. It's just the truth of it. And what you're going to be doing with that journal is you're going to be writing down everything that you consume for the next 2 weeks. Don't change your diet whatsoever. Now, the reason we want to do this is because we need to bring awareness behind what you eat. And if there's no awareness on what you're eating, we don't know what to change. And a lot of times when people actually lose weight, they go overboard, right? So you want to write down everything that you eat and you want to look at the habits. If you eat Jujubes, write down eat Jujubes. If you eat a donut, write down eat a donut. You want to be aware of these strategies, and I'm going to explain why here very, very, very soon as I'm going throughout it as well, right? So it's going to have a really, really good explanation on like why it's like that. So after we collected that data, what we now want to do is we want to find what our maintenance calories are. Our maintenance calories is the amount of calories we need a day in order to maintain our body weight. So what I'm going to do is we are going to take our goal, our current body weight, and we are going to multiply that number by 12. And we multiply that number by 12, it's going to give us an average of what our current maintenance calories are. So as an example, you take 200 pounds, you times that by 12, that is going to equal 2,400 calories that you need to consume per day in order to maintain your weight. Now, before you actually go in a caloric deficit, what I want you to do is because we were tracking everything for the last 2 weeks, everything that you're eating, right? Jujubes, donuts, all your meals, eating out, alcohol, whatever you consume, we are now keeping track of that. Now, before you actually go into a caloric deficit, what I actually want you to do for the next 2 weeks is stay consistent at your maintenance calories. Now, the reason why I want to do that is because most people don't have any consistency within their lives. They don't, like, as much as we got to be in a calorie deficit, just by being in a maintenance caloric level, you're probably going to lose body fat just from doing that. You'll probably lose a good amount as well because you're going to have some consistency in there. And we're going to, like, you know, give you everything that you need here. So let's say your goal is to get down to 160 pounds, right? As an example, your goal is to get to 160 pounds. So what you're going to do is you are going to take 160 pounds, and that's the amount of protein you're going to be consuming a day. 1 gram per protein per goal body weight. You're going to multiply that by 4. That is going to equal 640 calories. you're now going to subtract that by from 2,400, which is going to equal 1,760 calories remaining. And then what you're actually going to do from there is that remainder of calories, you're going to split between carbohydrates and fats and on however you want to do it. We're just going to keep track of protein and calories for now. And I'm going to explain why as we kind of go through this process. And the reason why we want to do that is we really want to build up long-term habits. And a big mistake a lot of people make when it comes down to losing 30 pounds is that we change everything within our nutrition plan. And it's you're just not guaranteed to be successful that way. How many of us have changed so many things? We follow like a carnivore diet, fasting diet, some sort of diet or workout plan, and we just can't stick to it long term. So what we're going to do throughout this 30 pounds of process is not just lose the weight. We're going to build up sustainable habits to ensure that if you want to continue losing weight, you can continue losing weight. At the same time, it's going to build up habits that are going to create an aspect where you can keep it off long term. So that's the thing that we want to do, right? So we got our maintenance calories. We're going to consume the same amount of protein, and we're going to do that for the next 2 weeks. On top of that, what you're actually going to do as well, you're going to work out 3 to 4 times per week in the gym. You're going to start lifting weights. You're going to work out 3 days a week. You're going to do full body splits, a full body workout, lifting weights. If you're going to be doing 4 times per week, you're going to do an upper-lower split. Upper body one day, lower body the next day, upper body the next day, lower body the next day, splitting it off between that. You're going to be doing that for the next 2 weeks. Your goal is not to kill yourself in the gym. Your goal is to lift weights. Lift weights, start focusing on getting strong, start doing that. And on top of that, you're going to be doing 10,000 steps per day. What that's 10,000 steps per day, what it's going to allow you to do, it's going to increase something called your TDEE, which is your total daily energy expenditure. So when it comes down to total daily energy expenditure, the more energy that you expend during the day, the more it's going to help with that caloric deficit. So the more you move, the better it is. You can keep track of this through a phone. I got a Fitbit myself. That's what I personally use. And you're going to do that for the next 2 weeks. And you're going to gauge whether you lose weight or your weight is maintained. Now, if you maintain your weight, your goal is to go into a bigger deficit, which I'm going to talk about. Or if you lose weight, ideally 0.5 to 1% total body mass per week. So if we're talking about 200 pounds, you want to lose about 1 to 2 pounds per week. Then you're on the right track. So if you do that for the next 2 weeks, you don't need to change anything else, right? You lost the weight. You want to stay consistent on what you're doing. It's working. And you want to keep doing that until it doesn't work. And then you want to change aspects on what you're doing. But it's not going to work unless you're super, super consistent. Now, if you don't lose weight, you do the same thing as I mentioned. You change stuff up, which I'm going to be talking about here as well. Now, if you don't know how to figure out or count protein or carbs or any of that, well, we're going to be talking about that on a different podcast episode because I want to really, really focus down on the exact step-by-step strategy on here, what to do on today's episode. And again, if you need help with that, shoot me a DM on my Facebook page, Instagram page, Alex Sundar Fit Info, if you need help with coaching and a way to get to those goals. But okay, so we got there, right? We stalled for 2 weeks, right? Or you've done it for 2 weeks, you eventually stall, you haven't lost any weight. So what we actually need to do from there is we need to increase that deficit, right? So we talked about you're at 2,400 calories. So that means we are going to minus 500 calories from that according to what you're eating. Now you're eating 1,900 calories per day. Now, the reason why we're actually doing that is because 1 pound of body fat is roughly equal to 3,500 calories. And we want to burn roughly 3,500 calories in some shape or form in combination with diet, exercise, cardio, and steps throughout the week. So we minus that off. Don't do anything more than that. Some people like to do more. You're not going to be successful with that. The reason why is because you haven't done it before, right? So the more extreme it is, the less of a chance you're going to succeed at those results, right? So now you're consuming 1,900 calories. Your protein amount is still the same, right? 160 grams per lean body weight. You don't change that. Multiply that by 4, 640 calories, right? Now, the reason why we don't change that is because protein is very, number one, satiating. It keeps your stomach full while the fat loss process is on, it also induces what we call a thermal burning effect within the body, which means you will burn calories anywhere from 5 to 30% more throughout the day, depending on your genetics, which is super important. And it will help build and maintain lean muscle mass as you're losing weight. And muscle mass is extremely important. It helps boost your metabolism. There's tons of benefits out that. But you want, essentially what I'm trying to say is you want to eat and consume protein as you're doing that. So now what we're actually going to be doing is we're going to be dialing other macronutrients in, right? So we took 1,900 calories. We took that calorie approach from the protein and we're left over with 1,260 calories. Now, carbohydrates and fats are extremely important, and they become extremely even more important as your calories get lower. Carbohydrates are used as your body's preferred and main energy source. It gives your body all the energy in the world to perform. It gives your body all the energy in the world to for your brain to think. So you want carbs in there, and you also want fat, right? Fat is really, really good. It supplies your body with short-term energy as well, and your hormones are literally made up of fat. So we don't want to either exit any macronutrient. We want that in there. But as a basic recommendation, we're going to take 1,260 calories. We're going to multiply that by 0.3, which is going to be 30% of those total calories. And that is going to give us our total calories, which is 378 calories, which is going to be the calories we're going to use up for fat. You're going to divide that by 9 because per every 1 gram of fat is equal to 9 calories, which means we're going to consume roughly 42 grams of fat per day within that mark, right? 42 grams of fat. So, and then the remainder of those calories you're going to consume based on carbohydrates. And now you're going to do that for the next 2 weeks as well, right? Throughout that process, there's a couple things are going to happen. You're either going to maintain your weight as well, or you're actually going to lose body fat. Now, according to this, if you do everything correctly, you're weighing your food, you're tracking your protein, you're tracking your calories, you're tracking your carbs, you're tracking your fats, you're actually going to be able to lose body fat. The law of thermodynamics doesn't lie. If you're not losing body fat, most likely you're cheating on your diet, you're not being honest, or your calculation's wrong. 50% of people who track calories and macros, according to the statistics, are off. So you got to be very, very aware of that. Now, you can keep continuing this process until you get to your goal body weight. Like I mentioned, if you're losing body fat, you do not need to change a thing, right? And we're not adding cardio in. We're still doing 10,000 sets per day. Now, if fat loss stalls, you do not always need to decrease calories. You can also add in more daily steps. You can add in some steady state cardio or high intensity interval training throughout the week. I suggest a minimum of 20 minutes twice a week. And then as you go up that throughout that process, you're going to slowly increase on that caloric deficit in order to get towards your goal. But essentially what we want to do is we want to do all those vital points, all those things that are going to allow you to be successful in order to get to your weight loss goal. And then eventually you do that for a long enough time, you're going to hit your goal. So if you lose on average 1 to 2 pounds per week, right? You know, if your goal is to lose, you know, let's say 40 pounds to get down to 160 pounds, you could probably hit that goal. Let's say you lose that 2 pounds a week. You can hit that goal within 20 weeks, right? Or you can hit that goal within 30 weeks. Doesn't matter at that point. It's eventually going to get you there. Now, throughout this process, let's talk about food, right? You're consuming, again, high protein food. You also want to consume fiber, at least a minimum of 14 grams per fiber per 1,000 calories. Now, the reason why this is so important is because fiber is going to allow you to absorb nutrients from your food as well. It's also going to keep you fuller for longer. Now, as you're losing weight, you're going to like understand food a lot more as well, right? Like I told you at the beginning, you want to have a food journal to keep track of what you're eating. What I want you to do is pick out some of your favorite foods that are reasonable in calories that you actually enjoy, and you can include that during the week. You don't need to sacrifice that food, but you can include a little bit during the week. So like if you like to have a donut, do it maybe once or twice a week, right? Now, the thing when you do that kind of stuff, when you incorporate that kind of flexible dieting, you know, when you're going throughout this process, you're going to start to learn a lot about food. You're going to start to learn about which foods are appropriate, which foods aren't appropriate, which foods that you should be including in your diet, and which foods you essentially should not be including in your diet. food selection choice as you're losing body fat is very, very important to keep you satiated, to reduce cravings, and to keep you on track. But just know as you go throughout this process, you might make some mistakes, which is normal, right? It's not about making those mistakes. It's about just like picking up and continuing the next day. No one gained body fat from eating one bad meal. It's an accumulation of meals over days, weeks, months, and years that has accumulated body fat in your body. So if you mess up once or twice, don't stress about it. Just get it back on track the next day. If you don't lose weight that week, don't stress about it. Just keep going and it's eventually going to happen, right? So as we talked about at the beginning, right? Step-by-step process. We talked about the food journal at the beginning. After that, we talked about going to your maintenance calories, how much protein you should be consuming, how many times a week, you should be working out, how many steps you should be doing. After that, whether it stalls or weight loss continues, right? We talked about when you should increase that caloric deficit, when you should add in cardio towards it, the types of foods you should be consuming. Consume protein, right? Protein. You consume fiber as well. And throughout that process, you're going to learn about foods and what's in it and like the types of carbs you should be eating, fruits and vegetables, types of fats you can consuming. We talked about the breakdown of percentages of like carbohydrates versus fat versus protein with your diet. There's a lot of information that we talked about, right? So again, as you go throughout that step-by-step process, it's going to allow you to be super, super successful with it, right? Right? So that's what you want to do. And if you continue that long enough, you are eventually going to hit your goal. So guys, I hope you guys got a ton of value out of today's episode. It's packed full of information. Like I mentioned, if you're getting value from this episode, if you could go to my podcast, it's called I Am Undeniable on Apple or Spotify. Subscribe, right? It helps boost the podcast, helps me impact more people throughout it. And there we go. Take care, right? Hope you guys have the best day ever. And we'll talk to all of you very, very soon.